Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
If you're snacking on anything but tasty cake, you're making a huge Miss Cake. A fistful of chocolate-covered raisins? Miss Cake. A spoonful of peanut butter? Bigger Miss Cake. Or the worst Miss Cake of all, your kid's Halloween candy, and it's April. If it's not tasty cake, it's a Miss Cake, because nothing satisfies like a perfectly sweet butterscotch crimpet or rich and creamy chocolate peanut butter candy cake. Tasty cake. Accept no substitutes.
Hello and welcome to a special All Prince edition of the Billboard.com Pop Shop podcast. My name is Keith Caulfield, and I'm the co-director of charts at Billboard, and joining me is Billboard.com senior editor Katie Atkinson.
Hello, Keith.
How are you?
You know, it's been a week. It's been something.
It's been a heck of a week.
Yeah.
It's been a very purple-hued week.
Just last week on the podcast, we were speaking about Prince in a chart stat of the week.
Yes.
And having a little fun, you know, quiz Katie game about Prince.
Mm-hmm.
And then days later.
Yeah. Clearly you're a pop fan because you're listening to the show, and you have probably heard by now that Prince died on April 21st. Out of the blue.
Or
out of the purple.
Yes, I like that.
Prince might find that amusing.
Yes,
I think
let's hope.
He would. Let's hope. So I'm actually going to record two different Pop Shop podcasts this week. One that's just focused on Prince, and then another show which will feature our regular roundup of the week's big pop news, chart stats, and a guest interview.
We felt like he deserved his own little podcast.
Yeah, we knew that we wanted to do that, and it's only right.
Yes.
We'll jump into that in just a second. We're going to give you the normal preamble. So before we get started, if you enjoy the show, subscribe to us on iTunes so you won't miss an episode, and give us a rating or review while you're at it. If you have any questions for us, feel free to tweet us at Keith_Caulfield or KT Atkinson. And if you want to explore more podcasts from Billboard, visit iTunes.com/Billboard Podcasts. We should probably explain what we know about the passing of Prince, and I'm going to hand this off to our actual news person, Katie Atkinson.
Yes. So he was found dead on Thursday in Paisley Park, which is his studio and estate, et cetera, in Minnesota. And, you know, we really don't have answers about why yet.
Yeah.
There was an autopsy performed on Friday. And the medical examiner said that it'll be weeks before we have any sort of explanation.
And he was 57.
He was 57 years old. And just a week prior, there had been a report on TMZ that his plane had to make an emergency landing due to some sort of medical situation. There have been a lot of rumors and reports flying around about what exactly happened that day, the week prior to his death.
It was reported that he, I guess, had the flu and had to go to the hospital is what
his
happened.
His rep says that the flu is behind it. Of course, there's like a million other reports. All my friends I was speaking to this weekend all had heard, you know, 15
really,
different reasons
really
why he
things,
died. And
yeah.
we don't know yet. So, you know, stay tuned to Billboard.com for the actual details, because we're not going to report anything until we know what's up.
And it could take days or weeks.
They said weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, the medical examiner is obviously being super cautious, and it's still an ongoing investigation. There was a press conference on Friday as well where they said they have no reason to suspect suicide and that there was no foul play or trauma involved. So it's just, you know, wait and see now.
Yeah, I think the I was just so dumbfounding when we saw that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think partially it's because we don't know a lot about Prince's sort of personal life, or we don't know a lot about, like, unlike some other artists where they're very public,
mm-hmm.
Prince is not a very public figure.
And he's been actively
Yes, he was on stage
performing.
Like a week before.
He was on stage the day before the medical situation. And
then, like, a day after, he showed up at a dance party just to be like, yo, what's up?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah. So, you know, there was no reason to think that the medical situation was any more serious than just, like, a one-time thing.
And, you know, unlike someone like David Bowie, who had not been in the public eye for a number of years and had well-documented health issues in the past, you know, on stage,
mm-hmm.
You know, there was sort of the assumed that, you know, he might have some issues. Again, still, it was shocking because we had no idea that he actually had cancer.
Yep.
So for Prince, it's similar but different, and it's just
57 is too young.
I mean, whatever age it is, it's going to be. But, you know, it's just, yeah.
The fact that he was still so active is the thing that's like, it's like we weren't done with Prince yet. We needed more Prince. He was still, like, performing at his peak. His concerts were still, like, just, you know, huge events.
Still releasing, like, music left and right.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like he had, like, retired or fallen mm-hmm. off the radar. So, yeah. And I think all of that kind of shock and stun that Katie and I are feeling is also being felt by everyone else, as we see actually in the media and on our charts
mm-hmm.
this week. And the new charts that we published, today, if you're listening to this on Monday, the 25th of April, our charts actually haven't refreshed to our website yet. If you're listening to it on Tuesday, they'll be there. But we've already reported that Prince actually re-enters the Billboard 200 albums chart at numbers 1 and 2 with The Very Best of Prince and Purple Rain. And he is also he also has a third album in the top 10 at number 6 with the hits and the B-sides, his first greatest hits package that he put out back in the early 1990s. And what's incredible about this is that the Billboard 200 chart only, it's reflecting data that we tracked for the week ending April 21st, which is the day that he died.
So midnight Thursday,
yeah.
Which is, yeah, the day the day he was found dead.
And he was found, he was found dead around, like, you know, or he was announced dead at like 10-ish in mm-hmm. the morning, I believe, Pacific, or it might have been Eastern time. But the news started getting out around 10 a.m. Pacific time. So there were, like, a little more than 12 hours in the day. And in that short span of time, The Very Best of Prince sold 100,000 copies just basically in that one day.
Wow.
Purple Rain sold 63,000. And because of those strong sales, that's why they end up at numbers 1 and 2 on the Billboard 200. That is his fifth number one album. He hasn't had a number one album since 3121 back in 2006. The hits and the B-sides is at number 6, as I said earlier. It sold 24,000 copies. Their overall unit figure actually was higher. And again, the Billboard 200 is based on equivalent album unit totals, where we combine streams, track sales, and traditional album sales together to get a overall unit total. What's also interesting is that Prince has effectively made it kind of difficult to experience his music outside of a traditional purchase.
Yeah.
Because he was very famous for not allowing most of his music to be on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And the only place that you can stream his music is on Tidal. Tidal has a relatively small footprint in terms of streaming. It's not comparable to Spotify or Apple Music. So his streaming figures are really small. And so therefore, most of his, you know, power on the chart is from album sales.
Mm-hmm.
And in total, for the week ending April 21st, he sold 256,000 copies of all of his albums.
Wow.
which is a gain of 5,298% compared to just 5,000 in total the previous week.
Wow.
That's, again, less than
just
one day.
Just those 12 hours, and so next week we'll
Next week will be huge.
Yeah.
We're going to see next week's chart will have the full impact of the week after Prince's passing. I suspect that he'll have a lot of chart action as well.
Yeah.
Over on the Hot 100, briefly, I'll say that he has a couple songs on the Hot 100 this week back on the charts for the first time in a very long time. When Doves Cry re-enters the top 20 at number 20, I believe. And Little Red Corvette and 1999 are also back on the chart as well. Gary Trust has a story up on Billboard.com. Go read that and check it out. There's so many things that we're not saying because there's so many things to say.
Have you seen the Romeo and Juliet Baz Luhrmann movie?
When
the children's choir sings "When Doves Cry" in the church.
I forget his name. But it's beautiful. I remember seeing it on the big screen. I saw it when I was in college at USC, and we saw Romeo and Juliet in a film class. We saw it for the first time before anyone in the public
really?
Saw it.
Really?
Yeah. Every week.
God, that movie's good.
And it was just, we had the most amazing sound system, and all of a sudden it's like, boom.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my God, it's so freaking awesome.
Yes.
And I own both the Romeo and Juliet soundtrack and its sequel, and I believe that version of the song is on the sequel, because I think there was probably some reason, like maybe Prince didn't give, whatever. Anyway, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, like, I can't hear When Doves Cry without thinking of that scene in that movie.
As I got waylaid there on the charts for a second, as I consult my script, full disclosure, I'm like, where am I going next, Katie?
I think we're going to talk about Purple Rain.
We're talking about, you saw Purple Rain, at least glimpses of Purple Rain for the very first time this weekend.
They were playing it, first of all, the day that Prince died, MTV started airing a bunch of Prince videos, interviews, Purple Rain. And then the next day, Friday, when I was at home, they played Purple Rain on VH1. With like little interspersed with Sway, who's now a VH1 correspondent, talking about Prince and all the updates and everything. And so I watched only like 45 minutes of it on, but I had never seen it before, which is I don't know how I managed
somehow
that.
You escaped Purple Rain all these years. It was Prince's first film. He starred in it as the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Very dramatic.
Very dramatic.
Lots of family drama.
I liked how Apollonia like went out wearing like a negligee and a trench coat. I don't know. Anyway,
as her street clothes?
Yes.
Well, when you sing a song called Sex Shooter in a film, anything is possible.
Oh, yes.
Purple Rain, as we spoke about, Purple Rain is number 2 on the Billboard 200. And, it's one of his, with so much music.
That's the signature, man.
Yeah.
That's been my trigger song. Like, I've cried 3 times just hearing, I cried when I saw the scene in the movie where they play Purple Rain. And then I watched that fantastic NFL film that they made for Super Bowl 50.
Oh, yeah.
Where they were recapping Prince's performance, which that day happened to be a rainy day. And they were all stressed out about it. All the people behind the Super Bowl halftime show were, what are we going to do? Prince is playing electric guitar. He's got this slippery tile stage.
Yeah.
Dancers in 8-inch heels. Like, what are we going to do? They call up Prince like, man, it's going to rain. Like, what are we going to do? And he's like, can you make it rain harder? Was his response to that.
As Prince would say.
Like using nature as a special effect.
Right.
And then, he closed his set out with Purple Rain with that flowing sheet, making his silhouette.
The silhouette.
With his glyph guitar. Just everybody watch that. Look up that NFL. It's like an 8-minute film on YouTube right now.
Speaking of Purple Rain, this is actually its 100th week on the Billboard 200 chart.
Wow.
When it comes, because I'm not even sure if it was on the chart last week, but it's number 2 this week. It's 100th week on the chart.
Wow.
Of course, the album spent 24 weeks at number 1, consecutive weeks at number 1 back in 1984, 1985. He has now a total of 8 albums on the Billboard 200 this week, including one of his most recent albums, Hit and Run Phase 1, which features 1,000 X's and O's, which is a really cool song.
Mm-hmm.
He was making great music up until, the end, for Pete's sakes.
Yeah.
So I don't even know. This is not the show for telling you where to start in terms of, like, what Prince album you should listen to. But I will briefly say that some of my favorite Prince albums are, of course, Purple Rain. I think Sign of the Times is a masterpiece. It's so beautiful. It's a double album. It's amazing. The Gold Experience is a great album from the 90s. that came when he was like churning out an album like every 8 months, trying to get out of his contract with the Warner Brothers. But even still, a lot of people were looking at some of his recent albums, like the Hit and Run album, as kind of, you know, wow, this is about as good as like the Gold Experience.
He's still got it,
you know. So over the weekend, a lot of publications and websites have been tributing Prince by digging through their archives and finding old stuff.
I watched a fantastic MTV interview. It was referred to as his first, like, on-camera interview, which that doesn't seem right.
Like, what year was it?
But it was, like, it was pre, I think it was in the 80s.
Okay.
So I don't know if, like, anyway, it was probably, like, his first on-camera interview, like, after he was, like, Prince.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He was already, like, megastar.
And so he asked that questions be submitted to his camp ahead of time, and he asked that his manager at the time ask the questions, not, like, an MTV News reporter. And then a sea of, like, extras surrounded him. Well, like he was just sitting among all these like young people while he answered these questions he'd already heard from his manager. And also on YouTube, check that out.
It's oh my god,
fascinating. And MTV also posted the fantastic Get Off 1991 VMAs performance.
Yeah, he closed the show in 1991 with Get Off. And man, that performance, it's like 8 minutes long. He's wearing like a yellow
bolero jacket,
yes,
high-waisted pants in like kind of a yellow lace.
Yeah. And then when he turns around, you see his butt through like,
illusion netting.
Thank you. I was like, what is the proper term for that?
I taught our writer who wrote about it that term as well.
Is it called like peekaboo? Is it see-through?
I mean, yes.
But like the stage is just full of like, you know, 40 dancers that are effectively naked and like
it's just a big orgy performance.
You know, they're all just getting off. It's great.
Caligula, Greek columns, fire.
You know, lots of fire.
Lots of fire.
Just boy, that must have cost an arm and a leg.
Worth it.
Yeah. So that was amazing. You know, I'm not even sure if the Recording Academy posted their performance with Prince and Beyonce on the Grammy Awards, but everyone's been watching that over the past few days.
We posted the RBBMA's performance as well.
That's true. Yeah. He closed the 2013 Billboard Music Awards when he received the Icon Award. He sang Let's Go Crazy, as well as another song, which falls out of my brain. And I was backstage. I was behind the stage.
Oh, man.
At the MGM, because we were doing a live stream that year.
Oh, man.
And we're all like, is Prince going to come back? Is he going to come talk to us? All of us are just like, uh-uh. There he is. Prince is going to, like, float off.
Yes.
And we're never
going to. And we never saw him again.
There'll be, like, a puff of, like, smoke. And we'll never see him. And truly, we didn't see him. He just vaporized off the stage. Also, in terms of sort of tributes, a lot of artists are doing tributes. Mm. Coachella's second weekend was this weekend.
Oh, yeah. And almost every artist came out with some sort of Prince tribute. Actually, the one who didn't was Guns N' Roses. I'm not sure if you saw. Axl came on stage and he said, we love Prince. Like, we're obsessed with Prince. They dedicated their next song to Prince, but they're like, we couldn't learn a song in time enough to, like, do it justice, so we're not even going to mess with it.
That's cool.
Yeah, but a lot of people played songs of his.
I mean, Pearl Jam did sort of the same thing. Eddie Vedder said something great about Prince, mm-hmm. but I don't think they actually performed a Prince song.
Oh, and then New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Fest was also this weekend. And day one actually had, so it was Friday, the day after he died, Janelle Monáe, who's somebody who's worked with
who's
Prince.
Who's a huge Prince.
Had a song written for her by Prince.
And she and Erykah Badu, I think, actually introduced Prince on the 2013 Billboard Awards that year.
Oh, there you go. And also they had a big moment at the BET Awards tribute to Prince where Janelle performed. And then Sharon Jones, who also she and the Dap Kings opened for Prince during his like Madison Square Garden shows a few years ago. And she had worked with him multiple times. And so these women who had this like close personal relationship happened to be performing the next day on this huge stage. Both of them spoke at length about Prince. Both of them performed either songs he had written for them or his songs. And our writer who was there also got to interview both of them to get just in-depth, you know, words about Prince.
A tribute that I saw on Saturday night in a fragile emotional state, I was watching a clip of, it's a dumb segue. I was watching a clip of, I think his name is Jack Higgins, and he was auditioning for Britain's Got Talent. Okay. It was that little boy who's like a ballet dancer.
Oh, yes.
It's like very Billy Elliot.
Yes.
And he, you know, he's like from Liverpool, and he's like, I don't know, 12 or something. And you know, at the end of it, Simon Cowell, who's one of the judges, asks him, you know, were you encouraged as a little boy? Like, how long have you been doing this? Like, oh, 9 years or something like mm-hmm. that. He says, were you encouraged? He's like, oh, yes. And then he says, you know, when I've always, you know, people have called me names and bullied me and, you know, said that I danced like a girl and I was gay. And I'm like, I'm, of course, blubbering at this because it's beautiful and mm-hmm. it's a moment. And they give him a pass onto the show. And then I'm on Facebook and my mom posts something from my childhood. And I'm like, ah! It's not me, but it's like something from like my grandma's house. I'm like, ah! And then I stumble onto this Bruce Springsteen tribute of Prince. And Springsteen opens his show in Brooklyn the other night. And they're all wearing purple, mm-hmm. and they're in purple light, and they open with Purple Rain, and it's just amazing. I watched it twice in a row, and I'm, like, crying, like, actually blubbering crying. And I don't do that, and I'm just like, oh, my God, why is this happening? Mm. And I've since watched it two more times.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't watched it, go watch it. It's just great. And, I mean, I know there's tons of tributes out there.
That's a good one to start with.
But it's a good one to start with because, man, when you hear Springsteen say words, you just feel them a little bit more.
Yep.
I don't know. We actually need to, unfortunately, get wrapped up here.
Because we could talk all day about
Prince,
could
talk all day,
clearly.
Frankly, and we need to actually sort of like rein this in.
Purple rein it in.
Katie, do you have any parting words?
Just, you know, I feel like the beautiful thing about when these things happen is how everyone either rediscovers all the classic music or discovers it for the first time. And it's a very universal moment, like where we're all listening to his music and celebrating through his music right now. And I think you can really appreciate that even in the sadness of the reality of what happened.
Yeah. I'm not going to say much more than that because I've talked endlessly about mm-hmm. this. Prince would probably want you to go listen to some gosh darn music.
Mm-hmm. Dance. I think he'd want you to dance.
Dance, sex, romance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just tell someone you love them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen to some good music. Listen to some music that's not even his. Just he was a big fan of music, not just mm-hmm. his own, as we see from every artist from every genre who says they loved him, from mm-hmm. dance to pop to R&B to gospel to
Blake
hip-hop.
Shelton.
Blake Shelton.
Yep.
For Pete's sakes. So we're going to go out on a song that we almost went out with last week,
mm-hmm.
which is one of my favorite songs. It's You Got the Look, which happens to be from the Sign of the Times album. So we will see you again soon.
Bye.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.